Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to listen to and understand what people are sharing about their health symptoms. And also, her genius is her ability to come up with a specific plan to support them to achieving wellness. So I am super excited to introduce Rhonda Terosian. Now, Rhonda is the owner of a health and wellness company called Pure Simple Self. She's a graduate from Northern Prairie School of Massage, where Rhonda's passion for nutrition began. She was fascinated with how the human body can heal itself with food. Now, Rhonda studied holistic nutrition at Clayton College and became a certified raw food educator through the Raw Food Institute. And she also became certified as a holistic health coach from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. And she became certified as a digestive wellness specialist through the Food Enzyme Institute under Dr. Loomis. Now, Rhonda is passionate about helping her clients treat their symptoms. And as a result, they have been getting their health back and getting their lives back. Well, welcome, Rhonda. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
And I just love how you're helping people take charge of their health and wellness by utilizing the body's ability to heal itself through food and nutrition. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yes, thank you.
And now, Rhonda, I'm curious here. I know that you were really intrigued during your studies in massage about how the body can heal itself, but exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own health coaching practice?
Well, a little bit of my back history. I used to be in banking, and I was in mortgages and as a loan officer. Well, before that, as a teller, I got paid your regular salary or by hourly. But then when I moved into the mortgage department and was commission only, I really found out the benefit of what it means to make money, and you can set your own limit, but just putting in the right effort. So that's where I really felt like compelled to like want to be more independent. And then when the mortgage industry sort of kind of fell apart, I was like, okay, now what do I want to do when I grow up? So I decided to go to massage school, and then from there, it just like, I just wanted to learn more and more and more. And knowing that there really wasn't a place that could hire me with these skills, so I was kind of, I don't want to say forced, because this is what I wanted to do. I didn't want to work for somebody. I wanted to build my own practice, my own business.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. So you got a taste of what it meant to be kind of your own boss to a certain extent in terms of, wow, I don't have to just accept this salary. I can actually get, more rewards or benefits based on how well I do my work. And it sounds like that kind of broadened your view of your abilities. And then you really landed on something that was your true passion, that wellness, that health and wellness area. So yeah,
Well,
that's exciting.
even in the mortgage industry, I felt I was helping people. I was
Sure.
helping move into a home. So
Oh
this is just
yeah.
avenue of helping people.
Right.
Just something that, we're here on earth to do stuff to help each other.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and finding their dream home is obviously that's a huge plus and a very important part of being out there and serving. And then I just love how it enlightening you as to a new passion, though, within, you know, wellness as you started pursuing your massage interests. So yeah, that's great. Well, so how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your, you know, business mission or vision evolved during that time? Obviously you started out with massage, but during the time that you're building your business, has, you know, your mission or vision evolved?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, when I went to massage school, my dream was like, you know, having a wellness center. But through massage, I fell in love with the nutrition class, and I really wanted to focus my energy on learning more about that. And going through the different studies and learning and stuff, and becoming a health coach, I just envisioned, you know, having this, you know, wonderful practice and helping people doing that. As I've evolved, I continue learning more and more. You know, it certainly has changed. First, I was working, you know, more independently, like out of my home and meeting people, you know, either at their home or at Starbucks. But then when I got certified as a digestive wellness specialist, I figured, you know what, I think I want to create an office space. So I have an office space in my local area, and I share it with a couple other women that are passionate at what they do. And so that kind of changed. But now things, of course, are changing even more.
The pandemic has definitely made its own impact. So, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way then in building your health coaching practice?
Oh, yes. So, you know, when I worked for a bank and, you know, doing mortgages, it was just, you know, easy for people to just, you know, you have this brick and mortar and people just kind of walk in and say, hey, I want a mortgage.
Right.
Well, being a health coach, you know, there isn't like offices that have health coach signs and people are like, oh, let's go in here. It's a little more challenging. And going to all these trainings and school and stuff, they try and prepare you for it. But until you're out there, you're like, whoa, this is a little bit more challenging than I thought. People, as much as people want to get healthy, they're it's finding them, I guess it can become a challenge. They're just not walking down the street looking for it. You know, a lot of times people don't think about it until, you know, you talk to them about it.
Right. Yeah. Or they end up, you know, with some severe catastrophic health issue, which you obviously are wanting to prevent that and be there so that they're not in that kind of a situation. So yeah, that the whole adage of, you know, the brick and mortar of location, location, location doesn't necessarily apply when it comes to getting out there with a coaching practice. If you're not in a specific location, like you said, where people walk by or they, you know, they're like, let's go in here and stroll around. You know,
right.
It's quite a bit different. Yeah. The whole marketing.
In different areas, you know, there's like some cities that are more like health conscious, you know, and other cities that are just, you know, they don't, it's not a focus. So, you know, everywhere it's different. You know, if you go out west, they're more into holistic approaches. So it's, you know, easier and, you know, maybe more on the East Coast, but, you know, I'm in the central, you know, in the Chicago area, and there's not quite as much of it. So yeah, it does create a challenge. So learning how to do sales and marketing is definitely very, very important.
Yes. Yeah, it definitely is. And so, you know, what have you done to overcome that kind of reality shock, if you will, after you got all these certifications and, you know, you obviously have the skill set to help people with their wellness. But what have you done to overcome the challenges of then building this business? Just if you could enlighten maybe, you know, one technique that you've utilized.
Well, for sure, you know, finding someone to help coach you. There's lots of different programs that you can find out there online and stuff, and, you know, a lot of free stuff. But, and I've done a lot of them and picked up little bits and pieces. But, you know, really, you know, finding a coach is so important for me initially. Like I waited, I don't know how many years before I finally did something. You know, you think, oh my gosh, it's more money, it's more of an expense, but it's such an important component in building your business, as well as mindset, you know, because I've had mindset coach, which has helped tremendously. And then, you know, I've had business coaches. And it's just a crucial part. If you really want to build a practice and really, you know, make money, you've got to get those skills. You've got to learn from somebody who are the experts.
Yeah, these are skills we're generally not born with. So it does take a bit to acquire these additional skills. Yeah. So, well, thank you for sharing that. And Rhonda, you're obviously an expert at helping people get their health back and their lives back through proper nutrition. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, yes. And I mentioned mindset is an important part. But yeah, because with my practice, I have certain different programs to help people, you know, and some are more high end. And my feeling with the high end is that if you really want to get results, you would need to invest in yourself to get those results, because then you're committed. And I remind myself of that. But then I always end up, when I'm with someone, I'll go to the low end, because in my mind, oh, they probably won't want to spend that much money. Mm. So that has been a challenge for me, of not even broaching the subject.
Oh, right.
So yes, that has been my challenge.
Living into a story that you are creating for somebody else. Yeah. And you're not alone in that, you know, at all, Rhonda. It's a very common thing, especially people that are within the wellness and, you know, kind of under that practitioner umbrella. It's just one of those things that you're innately wanting to give and not take. And so if we have a mindset around, oh, I don't want to take their money, you know, it's just a complete disjunct, right? Suddenly you become a different person instead of really leaning into the outcomes of your work. So, well, if you'd like, I can provide you with a little insight around that to maybe shift your paradigm.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah. So there are some specific techniques, but mindset is a critical component of this as well. And the interesting thing is, you know, when you're having that conversation with your prospective client and they're sharing with you some of the things that are going on with their, you know, their wellness, with their body, their, how their energy level is, maybe some symptoms that are occurring that they're not happy with, you know, we can have good symptoms, I'm guessing, you know, strength and vitality, but usually we're talking about, oh, I'm, you know, feeling lethargic, kind of foggy, you know, I'm not motivated, those kinds of things. And when you start drilling down into, you know, what is possibly going on with them and help illuminate for them what the impact is of living with that is on their life, you know, how that is impacting their day-to-day life, the joy or lack of joy, the energy or lack of energy, how willing they are to want to go do, be, and have, you know, versus just pull back. These are moment by moment experiences. And so when you're just completely separate the money part of it.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, just literally, it's not even in your thoughts. You're only thinking about their wellness and your expertise and your knowledge about what can help them shift that. And you don't even think about the money at all. You just think about what you know and your expertise and where they're suffering and what they can shift. And you present a game plan.
Yeah.
And then, oh, by the way, it's XYZ, you know, it's whatever the investment level is.
Yeah.
And that is secondary. Or a third or fourth or fifth, it's way down there at the bottom of the list. It's not at the top of the list. See, right now you're putting that at the top of the list.
Right.
And it needs to just be buried. It's almost like, oh, and the sky is blue. Uh-huh. Right. So hopefully that helps kind of refocus and keep the energy and your energy and their energy on the outcomes of your work.
Yeah.
So hopefully that helps.
Yes, very much.
Good, good, good. And so, like you've alluded, we've been in this pandemic now for over a year. And speaking of health and wellness, the pandemic has had a huge impact on people in those areas. So can you talk a little bit about the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Sure. A year ago, it really devastated my business. You would be surprised because you would think people would reach out to have better health. I'm not sure if it was because of the, I'm sure it had everything to do with fear. Because people were losing jobs and, you know, money and all this, you know, became a huge concern. So I'm assuming that that's probably a huge reason why people like really avoided. And then the other part is because I am a network person. I go and network and I get a referral from networking. Well, all my networking things felt, you know, shut down.
Sure.
I couldn't get out there. So now I really had to focus on, you know, more online and Facebook and all that other. And that's where, you know, all this marketing stuff is like so overwhelming. Like, you know, I do the Facebook lives and all this, you know, things like that. And it helps a little bit, but yes, it really did affect things very much. And so now I am, you know, I can work virtually in that and business has started picking up. You know, I'm very grateful for that. In the last few months, things have been going very well. I get a lot of referral again, a lot of it's referral. I'd like to work more on it being more coming from marketing.
Yes.
And getting that more of a steady flow of clients rather than just relying on referral.
Right. Yes, it is. It definitely is an interesting situation. You know that people are out there and we're working home based for most of us, right? And the refrigerator is about 20 feet away and it's easy to just snack all day. Whereas maybe in an office situation, it's like, no, what do you, you can't be eating all the time, but here at home, guess what? We can do whatever we want. And so I just know that the need for the work that you do is just so prevalent out there because people are seeking, you know, to feel that vitality and that wellness and your expertise of really aligning the body's own ability. In fact, you know, how do you work with people who want to finally get their health and wellness back by tapping into their body's ability to heal itself through nutrition? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. Yes. Well, you know, first off, you know, my approach is in total belief that our bodies have the capability of healing. It's plain and simple. When you get a scratch on your hand, the immediate thought is not like, oh my gosh, now I have to amputate. No, you know, it's going to heal itself. Same thing with inside our body. You just got to give it what it needs and it will heal and repair. And I'm talking about any kind of disease, anything. Your body can overcome it. You just got to give it what it needs. And working with the gut and as a digestive wellness specialist, to me, I'm very passionate about that because our core to our health is in our gut. You got the brain-gut connection going on and in our immune systems in our gut. We need our gut to work right. For our body to, we need to digest properly so we get the proper absorption of the nourishment that we're putting in our body. So our cells are then able to do what they're supposed to do, which is heal and repair. Because our body is always on the quest of homeostasis, always wanting to be at the status quo of being healthy. And it will do whatever it has to do that. And if we're not giving our body what it needs, then those cells suffer and then we run into getting degenerative disease. So it's so important, you know, and it's more important, you know, it's more than just doing probiotics. You know, probiotics have their role, enzymes have their role, and I work with both as well as nutrition to help reverse symptoms. We focus on symptoms rather than disease.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I love that. And you make it sound just so logical, right? And I love that analogy. Yeah. We get a cut on our finger and we don't just cut our finger off or say, oh, well, you know, there I am. I'm this cut person now. No, we know that it's going to heal. And to think that the inside of us can do the same, you know, when given the proper nourishment and the proper foods and enzymes and probiotics. Yeah. I just love that. And you make it just sound so, so doable. And no mysteries around, oh my gosh, what med do I need now? What procedure do I need now? Just take care of our bodies. Yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, I do have a website and it's www.puresimpleself.com. And on my website, I do have a free raw food cookbook. Just some real easy, simple raw recipes that I have. So if you're just interested in checking out the cookbook, I do have a link for you to, if you want to do like a free consult where we could just talk about what your symptoms are and what, how it could be related. Cause everything's related to our proteins, our carbohydrates and our fats. And just from some of your symptoms, I can let you know maybe what area your body's not absorbing or digesting. So if you just want a quick little, you know, chat about that, I'm more than happy to do that. And you can schedule that through the Calendly link on my website.
Oh, great. Oh, that's fantastic. So first off, the website is PureSimpleSelf, correct?
Yes.
.com. And so you have available for our listeners this free raw food cookbook?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So they can just navigate through and find a link to download that.
Yeah.
And then you're also offering your time, free consult regarding any symptoms that are occurring, because as we know, that's your zone of genius to be able to listen to the symptoms and really get to the core of you know, what is causing those symptoms and provide that understanding and enlightenment. So yeah, fantastic. Yeah. That is very generous of you, Rhonda. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And, you know, Rhonda, you've already shared so many, you know, insights and so much wisdom here. But if I could tap on you one last time during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you could share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
For sure, I would definitely, like if I could go back in time, I would take a marketing class, but then most definitely do not hesitate to hire a coach, because that is what's going to help. Frustration, I would highly recommend.
That's the fast track versus I always kind of use this analogy. It's kind of like going through a dark tunnel with a stick and a flashlight that doesn't quite work. Yep. Or you can hire a coach and kind of go through the fast track. So yeah, well, that's much appreciated advice and definitely obviously based on your own experience. So, and Rhonda, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early work within the financial industry, starting out with that taste of what's possible when you really step into a limitless type of a situation, you know, still helping provide a great service within the financial industry as a loan officer. But then you stepped into the health and wellness arena through massage school, and it opened up a whole new paradigm for yourself to the now providing this impactful work, helping people treat their symptoms through nutrition. And as a result, they've been getting their health back and getting their lives back. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Rhonda Tarosian through her website, and that is puresimpleself.com. And be sure to download that cookbook that she's created. It's a free raw food cookbook. And take her up on that opportunity to have a chat regarding any symptoms that you might be having. So that look for that link to schedule a session. So, all right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Rhonda Tarosian. And as always, here's to your success.